Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Krivic bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. 1 out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. 2 outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peet is hit by the pitch. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pitlock for a passed ball. Krivic moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards left. Vosmick catches it and throws to home to double up Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes bunts towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock is called out on strikes. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Pete goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.